Om Shanti. 12th November 2018. Today is Monday. Today's blessing is, may you become a victorious jewel who gains victory over the suffering of karma, karma bhog, with the stage of a karma yogi. When you become a karma yogi, any suffering of karma through the body is not experienced as suffering. If someone has an illness in the mind, that person would be said to be ill. However, if your mind is free from any form of illness, you are then constantly healthy. Simply lie down on the bed of the snake like Vishnu and churn knowledge and remain cheerful. With churning power, you will have the chance of diving even deeper into the ocean. Only such karma yogis are able to gain victory over the sufferings of karma and become victorious jewels. So there are two things. One is karma bhog, that is suffering of karma, karma bhog. And Baba wants us to turn this karma bhog into karma yoga. It all depends on the mind. If the illness is in the mind, it is said that person is not really healthy. Even if the body suffers, if the mind is free, then probably somewhere person is healthy. So Baba is telling us certain methods, certain ways to become victorious, how to become karma yogi from this stage of being getting cursed from karma bhoga. So we can divide this into numerous stages or steps. One of the things Baba has said in the Murli, but this process of turning karma bhog into karma yoga, this suffering of karma into karma yoga, there should be some definite steps to that. And even though karma bhog has got many meanings, but we often understand it as illness, physical illness, some illness, ailment or disease. How to remain stable, how to have spiritual stability. This spiritual instability is known by three names. Instability, healing crisis, they call it, or spiritual psychosis, or dark night of the soul. These are the three words by which they describe spiritual instability. In the face of some disease or illness, it is the dark night of the soul, where the person suffers, and especially a spiritual person, spiritually inclined person, a religious person who has probably devoted all his life to spiritual pursuits. When that person suffers an incurable disease or some ailment, it is known as dark night of the soul or spiritual psychosis or healing crisis. So now the question is, any Brahmin soul when suddenly gets some incurable disease or suddenly contracts an illness, how he should go about it. For example, a young Kumar, or for that matter any sister, suddenly is diagnosed with some cancer which has already metastasized, spread everywhere in the body. And probably the person is staying in the center, and suddenly one day you go for checkup and you get to know that it is cancer. Not only that, it has spread all over the body, and one undergoes a battery of tests, and then running from this hospital to that hospital, staying this way, that way, undergoing all uncomfortable pricks. This is the dark night of the soul, or spiritual psychosis, or the healing crisis. Now how to remain stable in the face of such situation, where suddenly an illness came upon us, and probably which we are unprepared for it. So we will see about 8 different things which we should do when we get some karma bhog. The first thing is karma philosophy. The first thing to understand is karma philosophy. Whatever we are getting is the result of something done in the past. The past is hazy, unclear, cloudy. We cannot see it, but nothing happens without the great law. As you sow, so shall you reap. You only harvest that which you had sown. So, it is not that only this birth, but some past birth, something we have done. And none escapes this karma bhog. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has cited example of Brahma and Mamma. They both had to suffer more. But then, with the power of yoga, their suffering decreased. So nobody can escape from this karma philosophy. This is a very strong thing to understand in life. How things are happening, where we are born, who is our mother, who is our father, who are our siblings, spouse, friends, relatives, everything. We are linked with each soul because of some previous bondage, because there was some account which remained unfulfilled, uncleared, and we have come here to clear that account. If you take single life format, this is difficult to explain. There are religions like Christianity, Islam and Judaism. They don't accept rebirth, transmigration of soul. So it's difficult many times for them to explain these things because they have single life format. Here in Indian philosophy, they talk of rebirth and philosophy of karma. In fact, these are the two things Bharat has given to the world. The philosophy of karma, karma siddhant, and second, rebirth. This was almost unbeknown to the world. So the karma philosophy, one has to understand in depth. And not just at the time of illness, but even before that, trying to apply karma philosophy in everyday life. That things are happening because something has happened in the past. nothing is happening without reason, or nothing is coincidence here. Each and everything has got deep, mysterious meaning. They cite one story from the Jain literature. There was once a king. His name was Tripushta. This king was self-indulgent, very fond of music, and he had many musicians to his service. Once he was listening to one musician and he instructed him that as soon as I go to sleep, you must stop your music. And the musician keeps on playing and this king goes to sleep. But the music continues and that music disturbs the king. And he gets up and is infuriated and curses the musician, and he orders in men to put molten glass into his ears, that musicians. The king dies after some time and he takes rebirth. He becomes an ascetic, a sannyasin, totally absorbed in himself. And once a shepherd was going by that way, and the shepherd asked this man, this ascetic, this sannyasin, to look after his sheep. But the sannyasin is so much engrossed in himself that he doesn't heed that. And all those sheep are lost. And when that shepherd comes, he is infuriated. And what he does, he nails his ears. This ascetic is none other than the fourth Tirthankara Mahavir, who established the Jain religion. So this is an event from his life. It's a well-known, well-celebrated story from Jain literature. Even a Tirthankara had a suffering. Even a Tirthankara, which is probably the highest stage of spirituality, even this person had karma bhog to settle owing to the previous birth. Because he had put some molten glass in somebody's ears, this time this man comes with nails and hits and pokes his ears with the nails, and there is a bleeding, and he doesn't say a single word. And Jainas are very much proud about this power of tolerance exhibited by Mahavir, and that's why he is Mahavir. So none escapes karma bhog. In today's Murli Baba talked about Mamma and Baba. Even they had karma bhog and they cannot escape. None can escape. All dadis, everybody, they all had karma bhog. This one, if you see the lives of many people, all great people, they had very severe karma bhog rather. And it is also said that some of the gurus take upon themselves the sins of their disciples, and that's why they suffer. Even that is the concept that is quite prevalent. For example, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he had throat cancer, excruciating pain. But he used to remain so much engrossed in the contemplation of the divine that pain would not affect him. His other disciples were rather worried for his pain, but he himself was happy-go-lucky. He was as if detached from that body. So the first thing is understanding karma philosophy. What are the different principles or laws of karma? We had seen in some previous classes some 12 laws of karma. The second thing is drama. Now this is an entirely new thing. The concept of drama is only here in Brahma Kumaris. Nowhere you see such explanation about the world as is given by Baba. Nobody talks about the world as drama, even though many people have said that world is a drama. Definitely they have said, even Shakespeare has said that in one of his As You Like It. The world is a stage and we all are actors, and he has described 7 different stages of men. How a child is born and mewing and puking, and how the death. So he even described, but the drama which is described by Baba, the way it is described is entirely different. It is eternal. And whatever that is happening in drama is for good. Nothing here is by chance. Nothing is coincidence. This drama is well planned, pre-recorded, predestined, and perfect. It is so perfect that you cannot find any fault in this drama. Every actor has been given a role which fits him the best. Everyone is a hero or heroine in his or her own right. So, understanding drama in the face of physical illness, that is the second method. That if this illness has come, definitely there must be some hidden benefit. Some dividend it will give me, some bonus, some perk, some advantage is there in this drama. So every scene of the drama is beneficial. Every scene of the drama I accept as true and accept with love. This is a very important thing. Acceptance. If suddenly a disease comes, an incurable disease, a disease which is causing you great pains, there is some benefit in that, because that is the scene of the drama, and Baba wants me, every scene emboldens me, every scene empowers me, every scene of the drama gives me special courage. In today's Murli, Baba talked about courage. What? What is the slogan? Yeah. If you make this courage your companion, what will happen? You will have success. Make courage your companion. Courageous spirits. The more courageous you become, the more power you have. But if you just give in, if you say, I can't do this, I can't tolerate this, oh, this illness, then it increases. So courage is very important thing, that yes, I can. We are the pillars of, we are the walls of iron for all the adversities. So understanding drama in depth can alleviate the suffering. This is a palliative therapy. It will palliate the pain, the suffering, the misery, the anguish, the fear that is brought on by any illness. So understanding drama. If this has come unto me, I accept it. The third thing is lifestyle mistakes. If illness comes, there must be some mistake in the lifestyle. Overeating or undereating sometimes, very less, but it's mostly overeating or not exercising, or uncontrolled lifestyle, or some addictions. So whenever an illness comes, remember, something you must have done wrong. Something must have gone wrong. Either improper timetable, or uncontrolled lifestyle, sedentary lifestyle. Something was there. That's why this happened. So, understanding mistakes of lifestyle and do LSM. LSM means lifestyle modification. So this is a time to churn, to think, to reflect upon what mistakes I committed. Wrong timing of food. a lifestyle which has got no exercise, which has got no yoga, which has got everything that makes you suffer or that you are inviting diseases. In fact, diseases don't come to us, we go. We knock at the doors and we invite, come unto me. That's how we do. So third is this. The fourth thing to convert karma bhog into karma yoga is soul conscious stage. I am this, I am this, I am this, I am not this body. This detachment from body will reduce the pain. The more one is soul conscious, and that practice should be from long time. It's not that suddenly you become ill and suddenly you practice, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. The body will pull. The body pulls. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, there are many children who keeps on remembering body whole day. They keep on remembering only body whole day. So how will they stay in remembrance? You have to churn yourself that intoxication will happen. Otherwise intoxication will never come. So soul conscious stage is a very important stage. In one of the letters written from America, Swami Vivekananda has talked with his brother, with his Guru Bhai, and he was informed that somebody is sick and he is suffering from high grade fever. And Vivekananda wrote from there, what? He is sick? Ask him to sit up and sit in meditation and chant, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. What this weakness? What illness? No illness can come upon the soul. So to become soul conscious is one of the ways to get rid of karma bhoga. So that is the fourth method of getting rid of this karma bhoga, or at least this karma bhoga suffering will come down. As Baba said in today's Murli, Mamma and Baba, they also suffered, but they did not have pain because of yoga. Otherwise you will feel the pain. Fifth is supreme soul consciousness, God consciousness or remembrance. Remembrance of Baba will act as a painkiller. And the intensity with which we remember, that also works as a painkiller. But that remembrance should not be of complaining type. Why this to me? Why I am suffering? Baba, do something. That should not be just a prayer also. Not faryad, but yad. That should not be a string of complaints, nor it should be pleading or beseeching. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Nothing like that. A loveful remembrance. A loving remembrance. An uncomplaining remembrance will help to bear the suffering. In the path of devotion, all those devotees also suffered so much, but none of them ever complained. There was one Sufi saint, Sarmad. He had a wound in the chest. And there are many maggots. Maggots, you know? Yes. They were here. So when he used to do namaz and stoop down, those maggots would fall down. So he decided, no, I will not do namaz anymore. Because they fall down, let them stay here. Because he accept his disease, he said. So they had such a stage of the mind during illness. And we have seen in the medical practice that whenever a Brahmin gets sick, he becomes irritable. He has complained for so many people. Lot of irritation happens. It's only very few souls who are real yogis. They remain stable in the face of diseases. We have seen dadis, how they remain stable. And we have seen other souls also, how their nature changes So the real test of the yogi is during the time of illness. Yeah, we had so many Madhuban Nivasis and we have seen them so stable and they had such a peaceful death. And whilst their body was suffering so much, so do I accept the sufferings? In the path of devotion, they used to feel that this is coming from God and that's why we accept it as gift. Here Baba says, I don't give you suffering, this is your own karmas which are coming upon you. So this is Supreme Soul Consciousness or God's remembrance will alleviate this pain and suffering. So that is, then subconscious mind techniques. This is one of the ways to convert karma bhog into karma yoga. We don't have that much time to discuss this, but there are 10 different ways in that. One of the method is scientific prayers. That's what they show in the this movie star Amitabh Bachchan, when he had that a shot while shooting in 1983 or 84, and whole nation prayed for him, and he suffered like anything. He had a burst abdomen, an intestinal perforation, shifted from one hospital to another hospital, some mistakes by some doctors, and initial inability to diagnose him. And then one operation developed complication, another operation. Further, he was sick, ill. So whole nation prayed for him. And they say that this is the dua or the blessing that this soul received, because of which he survived. Otherwise, it was not possible for that soul to survive. So, prayers, scientific prayers, they say, when somebody is sick or we ourselves are sick, our prayers should be there, but that should be scientific prayers. So that's a separate topic we will take some other day. One is that. Second is passing over technique. Passing over means, if this illness is there, keep on saying, this will go away, this will go away, this will go away, this will go away, this will go away. Like a cough and cold, this will go away, this will go away, this will go away. Don't keep on narrating your medical story to each and every visitor who come to you. What happened? I had a fracture. How it was? I was going this. Blah, blah, blah. Big story. He goes, next visitor. What happened? Then again you start the story. You keep on repeating the story every time. The medical story. The saga of suffering. And that goes into the subconscious mind. Don't describe it too much. So, second is passing. It will go away. The third is, whenever you have that illness, visualization. Visualize yourself. See your original form. How you want you to be. A perfectly healthy, enjoying vibrant health. So visualization. Affirmations. Keep on having some affirmations. I am healthy, I am healthy, I am healthy. These affirmations. Then decree method. Decree means order. Order yourself. Yes, you are absolutely okay. Order the mind. You are okay, you are okay, you are okay. So in this way, there are many ways. So these are some of the ways, subconscious techniques, take resort of these techniques to turn karma bhoga into karma yoga, rather than becoming an irritable, pevish personality who is complaining about everyone, every doctor he has complained about, every nursing staff he has complained about, and nothing is doing, nobody is working well. Person becomes irritable because of the illness and no remembrance of Baba. Everything comes to a standstill. Rather than having such stage of karma bhog, convert karma bhoga into karma yoga. And that is the stage of a karma yogi. Even if the illness comes, let it come. That's some account. So, it's a karma philosophy. It's a drama. It is some wrong lifestyle. It is God, soul consciousness, God consciousness, and some of these healing techniques. So, what Baba is saying is, one more thing which is there in the Murli that I forgot only. That churning thing, that Vishnu. That is one of the things you should do in the illness. Churning and the last Mansa Seva. These are the 8 points. Churning, this is the best time for churning. Sit like Vishnu and he is sitting so nicely. He has no complaint why this ocean is so tempestuous. Why there are so many noises. why there is lightning in the sky. He has no complaint for anybody. He is nicely sleeping, and when you sleep, you will have somebody to massage your feet also. So become victorious jewels. So this is what Baba wants. So these are the 8 different methods for converting karma bhoga into karma yoga. Om Shanti.